can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
The GSMC Movie Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi. Welcome to the show. I hope you all are ready. I hope you all are strapped in, because today we are talking about two political and economical themed films. They are quick moving, fun, funny, a little bit dark, a little bit disconcerting, informing, but also confusing films by the director Adam McKay. I will be talking about Vice, which is now in theaters, and The Big Short, which is, all again, by Adam McKay. Both of these films deal with political and economical issues, so you could say they are historically based. Their exact historical correctness, maybe, is up for debate, but they are informative, though, as I will mention later, at times very confusing. And I believe that these films, they have great elements and so many parts that are so interesting. They also both have Christian Bale and Steve Carell in them. So if you really like those actors, I feel like you will enjoy both of these films. I will be starting out by talking about the film Vice. This film came out in 2018. It is in theaters now. And as I mentioned before, it is directed by Adam McKay. It is also written by Adam McKay. And a little fact that I thought was interesting is that Brad Pitt and Will Ferrell are two of the producers of this film, which surprised me. It surprised me when I saw Will Ferrell, because it didn't make sense initially, but it made sense after seeing this film. It is kind of funny in a sort of a freewheeling type of way. It stars Christian Bale, who plays Dick Cheney, alongside Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney, Steve Carell as Donald Rumsfeld, Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush, Allison Pill as Mary Cheney, and Tyler Perry as Colin Powell. If you don't know already by the names that I have listed, this is about the story of Dick Cheney, who starts as an unassuming bureaucratic Washington insider, who quietly wields immense power as the vice president to George W. Bush, reshaping the country and the globe in ways that we still feel today. This is definitely a political film. If you want to watch a film and not be told certain political ideas or facts, if you just want to avoid politics in general, do not go see this movie. If your family will debate over political issues, I would suggest not going to see this and then going to sit down for dinner afterwards or getting into a long car ride, because it brings up points. It is informative, along with, I guess you could say it's informative, but I felt like I didn't learn too much because there's so much information that is kind of being thrown at me. So I just want to get this out of the way. I found this film very entertaining. And honestly, that is exactly what I thought when I walked out of the theaters. I was entertained. That was my thought. The film is funny. It's quick. It really does keep you on your toes. There's so much going on. And I think that just has to do with the nature of the politics, and particularly the politics of former Vice President Dick Cheney. Also, I'm sure that you're thinking, Dick Cheney. Well, if you're into politics, you will know that he was a pretty big figure. And he was really a notoriously hated figure. He had extremely low ratings when he was in office. And this film really goes into it. Also, you might know about this film because of Christian Bale's acceptance speech, I believe at the Golden Globes, where he basically tied Satan into his portrayal of Dick Cheney, essentially saying Dick Cheney is a terrible, villainous person. So that has caused some controversy. And I have also read that those who are on the political right did not like this film, found it extremely slanted to the left, And we'll mention that again later. But, you know, your opinion will be your opinion. So I will be wading into these political waters just a little bit. I will not be going in too much into the politics. But honestly, with me saying how entertaining it was, it's a little hard for me to transition after saying that because I don't feel this is a bad movie because, again, I was entertained. But I do, I really feel like Adam McKay, just as a director, had this whole like bucket of tricks, this like Mary Poppins bag of tricks to play with. And he just used like every single one. I will mention this a little bit later when we talk about The Big Short, but it's like just so much stuff is being thrown at you. So many elements. It's not a straightforward biopic like you might be used to. I talked about earlier on a previous episode about the film I talked about RBG, but also, so there's the notorious RBG, and then there is the film On the Basis of Sex. On the Basis of Sex is much more of like a straightforward biopic about a person, and even someone who is also political, like Dick Cheney's political, but that is so much more straightforward and traditional. It really doesn't break down barriers in terms of how they're telling a story about someone's life. This is not that. This is every trick just thrown at you. To explain this, I just have to say Adam McKay has so many elements. For example, there is a narrator in this film, and this narrator tells you different things, points out different moments in Cheney's life. And the narrator is not just like some powerful voice from above, but becomes a character in the films and breaks the fourth wall. So it's not just normal narration. You find out that is a character in this movie, and then that character just speaks directly to the audience. Also, Cheney breaks the fourth wall at the end of the film, and that also comes up later in The Big Short. I don't feel like in The Big Short, it's a little bit different, but again, there's fourth wall breaking. And there's like, it's just so many different strange, not traditional filmmaking parts. For instance, there's a part where Dick and Lane Cheney speak to each other in a Shakespearean soliloquy. And honestly, watching it felt like watching an acting class, like recite Shakespeare for an exercise. And I kept getting distracted because like, I just was like, this is so interesting. This is so strange. Like the narrator comes in and says, we can't really know exactly what happened in this moment. And then something along the lines of, it's not like they just spoke in Shakespearean soliloquy to explain how they felt. And then as soon as the narrator said that, I knew they were going to go into Shakespearean soliloquy, and then they definitely did. And it was just so like actorly, it was so like drama classy. It just felt like I was, again, just watching students in an acting class exercise. Director McKay focuses a lot on Cheney's heart problems and like his continuous heart attacks. And eventually his heart transplant. And like for me, this was like his focus on Dick Cheney's health and his heart really expressed like this notion that Dick Cheney doesn't have a heart, or at least not a properly functioning heart. And this makes him like a heartless villain. Kind of like in The Grinch, how the Grinch's heart is, they say like he's 10 times too small, and that makes him strive to ruin Christmas. Similarly, Dick Cheney's dysfunctional heart makes him power hungry and evil. Like there's this, it made me squeamish because of, you know, it's a medical procedure, but he gets a heart transplant. And there's this part where like the camera, right when they remove his old heart and they're going to put in the new heart, the camera just focuses on like this dark cavern that is his chest cavity. And it's just like the idea that it's empty and he has no heart and he's just this dark, hollow person. And I felt like it could be that I was informed because I had heard about Christian Bale's acceptance speech before seeing this film. It could be that that influenced how I felt about this, but it was just like saying like so strongly, he is like evil. He has no heart. He just is after power. He's just power hungry. And that really drove home that point to me because they just focus on his heart so much. There's a scene when the camera just looks at his old heart and it's really like, this is a non-functioning heart. Dick Cheney doesn't have a heart that works. And that was very strong imagery, and it was a very strong message that Adam McKay was really putting forth. And again, it does have a very strong political message. It's not a neutral movie. Granted, I mean, he was, you know, not super popular. and they just give you so much information. Like, I learned things about Dick Cheney, about him as vice president, and about President Bush, but I'm not sure I learned everything there is to know about Dick Cheney. Obviously, I can't, but what I mean is, like, this film dangled little bits of information, like, in front of me, and then right when I thought I would learn more about it, it just, like, pulled it away and switches to some different scene. Like, I never fully got to dwell on what they had just said. It just goes to some other completely different thing, and it just, like, told me that I'm like Jon Snow, like, I know nothing. And it just made me feel like I need to go look up a bunch of things about Dick Cheney. It was like they would say things, like they'd bring up a lawsuit and they would just mention it just off the cuff that Dick Cheney was being sued. And then I wouldn't learn any more about it. It just went on to something else. And maybe that is to say Dick Cheney didn't care about these things. Like, he didn't care about the lawsuit, for example. Like, he just, you know, rubbed it off. It didn't matter to him. He just carried on in his quest for power, perhaps. But I didn't get to learn about that lawsuit. And I got little glimpses and hints of, you know, it was related to he was the CEO of an oil company. So, it, you know, things gave me hints about what it was about, but it was never really explained. It was so focused on a different point. It was so focused on Dick Cheney's power. And that was really interesting. I didn't learn a ton, like the scene when the classic scene when everyone knows about, like, they go hunting, Dick Cheney and President Bush, and then there's an accident on the hunting trip, and essentially President Bush gets, like, shot in the ear, or his eardrum, something related to that happens, but it's a hunting accident. And that's, you know, a scene that people know there was a hunting accident between Dick Cheney and President Bush, and I felt like they weren't dwelling on that very much. I didn't feel super educated about that scenario, and they didn't really explain it as maybe like a more traditional biography would have, but it really had a goal, I felt. Adam McKay had a goal that he wanted to express, and dwelling on this scene, like the mechanics of it, did not bring him to his goal. But what brought him to his goal is when you see Dick Cheney lazily sitting in his car while everyone else is out walking around on the hunting field, and he just fires a lazy shot from his car. And that explains more about Dick Cheney, and that answers, like, that works towards Adam McKay's goal of expressing who Dick Cheney is more than it does answer the question and answer my questions of what happened in that situation, because that's not what McKay wants. So with that said, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back and continue talking about the film Vice.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are continuing to talk about the film Vice. Before the break, I mentioned that director Adam McKay has a goal, which is to express and explain, well, not explain, but to look into Dick Cheney, who he is as a person, his quest for power, and some of, like, the laziness in which he did things and just his life, not necessarily to explain all of the elements and all of the political details and facts. Related to that, I just want to say the goal and really the underlying thesis of the film is that Dick Cheney wanted to control the president and become uber powerful. They kept, you know, talking about, like, unilateral power and giving the executive branch more and more power when President Bush was president, when Bush was president and when Cheney was vice president. Cheney wanted the power to come to the executive branch, to make the big decisions, to not go through the House and through the Senate. And in a way, it really portrayed him as someone controlling Bush, as the man behind the curtain who had so much power, and he had far more power than any vice president had ever had before, because often the vice president is a little more symbolic, you know. The vice president is like, if something happens to the president, they'll step in. But a lot of times they do the more ceremonial duties. They're not necessarily making the big executive decisions. And Cheney didn't want that. He wanted to be able to make all of the big executive decisions. In relation to the power thing, Cheney is so focused on getting power that he can, and as so much power as he can, that as a viewer, I never felt that I got a clear understanding of why. Like, he's so focused on getting it, it was never really explained, at least not to me. It was never explained clearly what his motive was. There is a scene, like, after picking up Dick Cheney from a jail after a bar fight, Lynn, Dick's wife, but before she became a Mrs., basically tells Cheney that he has to shape up and make something of himself, or else she'll leave him. And she questions if she picked the right man. Cheney then says that he will never disappoint her again. Really, from that pivotal moment, we see Cheney start to make moves. He begins his journey to the White House. And this moment, this scene, really made me wonder if this was his motivation for a power grab. Like the motivation was just to make his wife proud, or that if this was just like, I don't know, like, was this just a guess at a reason? Honestly, we can't know for sure because we're not Dick Cheney, and he doesn't give away a lot of information. So the director, Adam McKay, does try to extrapolate a reason. But it just kind of felt like he was maybe just grabbing power for power's sake, or perhaps just to, like, feel in charge. But, like, in the end, I can just ask as much as I want because the movie never really told me. Like, honestly, it didn't. And that left me a little confused, but at the same time, I want to give Adam McKay the benefit of the doubt. Like, perhaps that was his goal that we never will truly know. And so these are just sort of extrapolated, you know, like, we're just, this is what we think he meant. This is what we think was the motivation. And we have facts like where he grew up and what he was like as a boy. But these are all just things that are displayed for us, really, and the audience then will take what they see and come to their own conclusions. In the end, the upside of this film for me was really the acting. It's so good. Christian Bale as Dick Cheney is amazing. Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney. Steve Carell as Donald Rumsfeld. They all really impressed me. The only acting that I didn't like was I didn't like Sam Rockwell as George Bush. I felt like he didn't look exactly like George Bush, and I didn't find him super convincing in that role. Everyone else I found extremely convincing. I always love Amy Adams. She took a role that could not have been super substantial, just, you know, on the side. And I think with her acting combined with the writing, the character became so much more powerful. You see how she is really the woman behind Cheney. Like, if Cheney is the one controlling the president, Lynn Cheney is the one controlling Dick Cheney. And you just really see how powerful she is, how influential she is, how determined she is. And I feel like she is the fire for so many of Dick Cheney's moves. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm answering my own question. Maybe Lynn Cheney is the reason for Dick Cheney going after all that power. Perhaps that is. She does, in the same scene after she picks up Dick Cheney from jail, she mentions that, like, you know, she's in college and she says, like, I can't be a CEO, I can't be president, I can't be all these things, but, like, you can. She says that to Dick Cheney, and it's like, I need you. In a way, like, he needs, almost like he's her puppet, and, like, she wants all these things, but she can't because she's a woman, and so she needs a man that she can work through in a way. And she becomes so proud of him when he works in the White House and things like that. And I just, like, her portrayal was so incredible, and I really loved it. Also, again, Christian Bale was so good as Dick Cheney, so convincing. I really, like, hard to recognize him in this role. Also, Steve Carell really going into the dramatic roles away from the comedy, and he's very good. I found him to be very good in this role. He also, again, comes up in The Big Short, and he was also wonderful in that film. Also, along with all the acting, like, and I mentioned this in the beginning, there are parts of this film that are very fun and funny. For example, there's a joke that happens around the middle of the movie where they play like fake credits and act like they're ending the film. And like, we know they're not, because we know that that's not where Dick Cheney's life ends. We know that he goes on to, you know, like, this is before he becomes vice president. We know that he goes on to do that. And I enjoyed this joke. We all knew that it was a joke, because again, we know that that's not what happened. It was really funny. It played on the like historical biopic idea, where then the credits roll and then you see like the black screen with the text that tells you what happened afterwards. It was very funny. I liked it. I know that some people who saw this movie didn't like it and didn't think it was funny, but I bought it as a joke. Also, as a note, I said before, this film, in terms of its politics, does seem very left-leaning. The film kind of tries to be like meta about that. Like, it sort of makes a joke. It has like this joke scene that comes at the end of the film. I think it's like an after-credits scene or something around that. But it's meant to be funny. It's sort of like meta. Like, yes, we're aware that we make, you know, like we kind of suggest this certain idea about Dick Cheney, suggest that he's basically super evil and terrible and just power hungry. It kind of like makes a joke, like, yeah, we know that's what we sound like. And I didn't think this was super funny. It didn't land as a joke. Other people liked it. Other critics liked it, I think. But for me, I felt like it just wasn't super funny, and I didn't need it. I didn't need them to try and tell me, yeah, we're so clever. We know that, like, you all think this about us, and like, we're gonna beat you to it. We're gonna say that we know how we are before you tell us. And I don't know. I didn't super love it, but that's a small like criticism. I did enjoy the film. As I said, it's very entertaining. I highly suggest it. And then afterwards, read up on Dick Cheney, because he is a very interesting man. Anyway, I want to move on to the next film, and this is The Big Short. And again, this was directed also by Adam McKay. It was also written by him and by Charles Randolph, Michael Lewis, and it's based on a book. It stars Ryan Gosling as Jared Vennett, Christian Bale as Michael Burry, Steve Carell as Mark Baum, Brad Pitt as Ben Rickert. Also, brief fun fact, Karen Gillan is in this film. It's a small role, but she's so cute. This film, it's based on a book. The book is called The Big Short, Inside the Doomsday Machine by Michael Lewis. And it shows how the financial crisis of 2007-2008 was triggered by the United States housing bubble. So this film, it's really, this again is a very entertaining film. I really wanted to see two films that were related in politics, but also the fact that this was directed by Adam McKay as well. And after seeing Vice, I was very interested in his style as well, like the stylized, artistic, fourth wall breaking. And I feel like this film, The Big Short, falls into the similar category by the same director. And so it's really interesting to see how his style evolved, like, from this film into Vice. And you really see how his tricks almost increased, I would say. So I enjoyed that part. I enjoyed also learning more as well. In Vice, you learn about Dick Cheney as more of like an overview, but you also learn a lot from this film as well about the financial crisis. And when I was watching it, I didn't know it was based on a book, but that really makes sense. You get a lot of insider detail to those who were aware of the crash before it happened, and you kind of get the lead up to it before the economic crash that we all know and definitely don't love. Before I get too much into this film, we're going to take another break, and then we'll be right back and talk about The Big Short.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are continuing to talk about two films, both by the director Adam McKay. We are talking about The Big Short to end our episode. This film, it won the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay. It also had nominations for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Supporting Actor for Christian Bale, and Best Film Editing. Essentially, if you're comparing this film to Vice, this is like the lighter, less evil villain-centric work by Adam McKay. Although in this film, the villain really is greed and the system that doesn't care about common man and is corrupt, which you really see. I feel like you're almost hit over the head by the idea of like it's completely corrupt and fraudulent, which maybe you are because that is the truth, but that definitely comes through. It's just like the nicer twin, not the evil twin. Also, I just want to say, I don't like learning about banking. I'm not a banker. I don't even really like math. I'm not very good at, you know, financial things. I like listening to the podcast Planet Money because they make economics interesting. But again, I'm not super into banking just as it is. But despite that, I did still really like this movie. Like Vice, I found myself watching this film, like, I wanted to just look up other details because I didn't quite understand what they were talking about and all of their banking jargon, which they try and explain, and I don't have a super thorough, like, background of the history of this event. I remember it happening, but I'm not, like, super well-versed in what went on. But it's still entertaining. It's still fun. It's quick. It's enjoyable. I really do suggest this film. I suggest both of these films. I suggest both The Big Short and Vice. And I really want to watch more films by Adam McKay, although I have seen a fair amount because he also works in comedies, like Will Ferrell comedies. But I did really enjoy this film. It also, so many interesting, like, little bits. Similar to how Vice throws all these, like, artistic and, like, offbeat, like little tools at you, little filmmaking tidbits. This also features some really interesting cameos. And it, again, just things that prove to you that this is not a traditional, like in quotes, film. It features cameo appearances by actress Margaret Robbie, the late Anthony Bourdain, Selena Gomez, and also economist Richard Thaler, all of who break the fourth wall to explain economic concepts, such as subprime mortgages and collateralized debit obligations. It's like this big, like, meta reference, like this big fourth wall. And it's where they address the camera and they try and explain to you what the characters are talking about. For instance, like the thing with mortgages, they try and explain this to you in offbeat ways. Like Margaret is in a tub when she explains this to you. Like Anthony Bourdain compares the compares an economic element to making like a cioppino and a fish stew. And I really enjoyed how they did that, both because it is entertaining, but also because it helped me understand what they were talking about. Also, other little things come in, like there again is like narration, which comes from Ryan Gosling and his character, and he directly addresses the audience. Also, sometimes like when characters talk, like they put in other illustrations to explain what they mean. To try and explain the concepts, which is good because the whole movie to me almost was just like full jargon, which I can't even imagine what it's like to read the book that this is based off of, which again is The Big Short, Inside the Doomsday Machine. I can't even imagine what that's like to read. I would need like a dictionary. I mean, dictionary. I need Google right next to me just to figure it out, just because there are so many like terms. And it's like, it's quick moving. And the characters are really good. The acting is very good. Again, Steve Carell really going into the dramas in a way that I wouldn't have expected, you know, like from The Office and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. He's really good and very convincing. I really enjoyed his character. And again, Ryan Gosling was good. I would say Ryan Gosling was like the funniest. His character was like the funniest character in the film. Probably because, you know, he's like the narrator and he has some like sort of like sassy things when he talks about as a narrator, but also just his character is very funny. I really enjoyed that. Again, it just had multiple elements, and it really, because of that, felt like this film was just like building up to what was unleashed in Vice. It was like he was learning all these tricks, like the fourth wall breaking and things like that. He was learning those things and really putting them into practice. And then when he got to Vice, like, Adam just like unleashed all of them, and we just saw all of them in Vice. So it was interesting to see like what he had used previously and then what that came into in his next film. Vice is the movie that Adam McKay directed right after he did The Big Short. So I can't think of the right word. He did The Big Short and then he did Vice. Also, this is just a side note. It's really not that important, but for some reason, like, I don't know what it is. Christian Bale's, like, his teeth and when he acts, like, it bothers me. Like, I find his mouth, like, distracting. I know that's a weird thing to say. And again, I would suggest that despite the jargon, it really is enjoyable. You can learn a lot. And if you don't just, like, learn, you know, all of the terms and all the economical facts and all the history about this crash from this film, it will encourage you to then go look it up. And read about what happened, which, you know, we all should. And also, it's not as politically divisive, I feel, as Vice is. So perhaps it's a bit of a safer movie to see with your family. You can watch it and then still have dinner afterwards. So I would suggest that. It's a bit safer than Vice. In general, I would say, like, as Steve Carell is great in both films, so is Christian Bale. He's spectacular in both. I'm impressed by Adam McKay's directing. It's interesting. There's just so many elements to it. I can't wait to see what he does next. And that brings us to the end of our show. So thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you can tune in to the next movie podcast episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.